Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Scripture says, there is a time to be born, a time to die, a time to dance, and a time to mourn, a time for every season under heaven. So what season is it right now? Good question, right? What season are we in, according to God's Word? We're not exactly on day one, with everything fresh and new, Garden of Eden and Paradise. We're also not exactly ready to put a fork in it, take the turkey out of the oven, and call it quits. We're not exactly in the middle, wondering how the book will end. The author of the Hebrews says, chapter 1, verse 1, in many and various ways God spoke to the people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. Now in these last days, that's where we are, in the last days, the latter days. Now that the Son has come and completed his earthly mission, he came, Christmas time, right? He died, Good Friday. He rose, Easter Sunday. He ascended back into heaven, the Ascension, and he sent his Holy Spirit, Pentecost. We're in that season of the church now. And by that Spirit, by that faith in which the Spirit has called us into, we live. This is the season we are in Pentecost, all of our lives, knowing and trusting the unseen Word that Christ is truly present, even though he's ascended up into heaven. Unseen, but heard and believed. He lives and reigns, a glorious risen King. But how do we live in these last days? How do we live? Is it supposed to be fun? Whee! Is it supposed to be frightening? Ah! Or is it supposed to be something faithful? I doubt anyone reading our gospel reading today from Luke 21 would think that it's supposed to be fun. Theme parks are supposed to be fun. Dollywood, Disney World. Christianity is not a theme park. Christianity is truth and life. Some people try to cope with this world and our predicament by just having a lot of fun. Work, worship, weddings, and weekends. Fun, 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 fun. They try to make it everything fun. Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody Wang Chung tonight, right? Should our worship be fun and entertaining, like a rock concert? Or should it be truth and life? Fun isn't forbidden, is it? No. But fun should be the flavor, not the main dish, right? Kind of like pepper on your potatoes. You can have pepper, it's good. It's good for the potato, makes more taste for the potatoes, it's all good. But nobody can live on pepper alone, can they? Or salt or sugar. Too much. As Nacho Libre says, it gives me no nutrients, right? The end, according to the Scriptures, involves some breaking bad, some signs of destruction and fire. As far as I know, this past week at Dancing Bear Lodge, nobody said, oh, fun! Let's go get the marshmallows, we'll have a great fire, make some s'mores, right? Nobody said that. No. Nobody said this is going to be fun. Only deluded people and male teenagers think destruction is fun. So the last days are not primarily fun. But are they supposed to be frightening? Well, you might think so reading the text today. There's certainly lots to be frightened about. Nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, great earthquakes, famines, pestilences, terrors and great signs in the heavens, wars and rumors of war, tumults, waves and sea thrashing about. We think of the Philippines, don't we? People fading, foreboding what is coming on the world. Our natural man has plenty of reason to be afraid at the end. Fearing death, fearing grave, fearing the truth of what's out there after we die, whether nothing or whether it's a judge of truth and life and a savior, truth and life. However, Scripture tells us a different kind of fear, doesn't it? The fear of the Lord is what? The beginning of wisdom. Jesus says, don't be afraid of that which can kill the body. Be afraid of that which can kill and destroy the soul. Fear, love, and trust in God above all things, we say in our catechism. Fear God. But this is a different kind of fear. This is a fear that endures, a fear that is different, a fear that is faithful, which takes us to the proper reaction to the signs and the word of the end that Jesus speaks. The proper way to live in these last or latter days, not by whooping it up fun, everybody Wang Chung, not by fearing and foreboding, the end, but rather by being faithful. Faithful unto death, and you'll receive what? A crown of righteousness, God's word promises. What do we say in the liturgy? As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without what? Without end. Today, we witness Jaden's baptism, and we often think of the beginning, right? He's young, he's just a few months old, August 16th, I think he was born. We praise God, we see the faith given him now in baptism, and say, wow, this is a great beginning. But as it is in the beginning, is now, and will be when? In the future to come for Jaden. God did what? He baptized that child today. He washed away all of his sins, made him clean and pure and righteous before God by his word and work. What do we say? I was married a long time ago. I'm no longer married. No, it's I am married. It's a status of being. I am. I continue to remain in that marriage vow that I made, and God joined me and my wife together too as one. So also in baptism, we don't say I was baptized a long time ago and no longer am baptized. No, I am baptized, right? And Jaden today, even now just a few minutes later, he is baptized. He was baptized. He was baptized by somebody else, but his status before God, he is baptized. He remains. I am baptized into Christ. It's a song we just sang together. It's a status of being. And as it was in the beginning, baptized into Christ, sins forgiven, is now, baptized into Christ, sins forgiven, ever shall be, baptized into Christ, sins forgiven. Do we have anything to fear about the end, death, grave? By faith, no. By faith, no, not at all. We trust in what God has done in that baptism for us. We trust in the cross and the resurrection from the dead, a picture of our own death and our own resurrection in the body. This is what God gives us in this world and this word, that we not just have a bunch of fun or just, oh no, we're going to die. No, rather we lift up our heads, as Jesus says in our text. Straighten up. Your redemption is drawing near. Dear friends, in the word it did say, there will be signs, distresses of nation, perplexity because of the roaring of sea and waves, people fainting with fear. Jesus even says the powers of the heavens will be shaken. But that will be the time for that. And this is the time for now. What should we do in the end when that comes? Duck and cover? No. Jesus says in his word, straighten up. Lift up your heads. For your redemption is drawing near. God is visibly coming once again to show our redemption. That means God has bought us back through his Son. We see that buying back, that God and his people now separated by sin and have to know each other only by faith, us, God, by faith. Then we will see him as he truly is in visible sight. That redemption being now consummated where we see him, the Son of Man, coming again to be with his people, like paradise, like Adam and God walking in the garden together. That's how it'll be once again. I am baptized into Christ. What do? We fear the end? No, we welcome his coming. We say, come, Lord Jesus, come soon, come quick. We will see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and great glory. What a day that will be. So in the end, what are we supposed to do? Be faithful. Bear witness. Bear witness. Stand fast in his steadfast love. Amen. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.